Welcome to the ASTD Philadelphia Chapter Podcast. I'm here tonight with Sophie Oberstein, who is the author of 10 Steps to Successful Coaching. Sophie is also founder of a full experience coaching organization. So, Sophie Oberstein, tell us, how is coaching perceived now, and is it different from the way coaching was perceived, say, 5, 10, 20 years ago?
It's definitely become more accepted, both in the workplace and outside the workplace. And just the numbers show that the membership in organizations like the International Coach Federation have just multiplied by the thousands. But I think that the perception that's changed is that coaching was once positioned as a punishment, something that employees who were rough around the edges or who were having performance issues needed to have a coach to mend their ways, whereas now it's a perk and something that is an honor for people to receive. It shows that the organization recognizes your potential and wants to give you an individualized developmental benefit.
That's good. You know that, and I know that. But how do you convince people that still have that mindset that the coaching is a positive for them?
Well, if you're talking about clients, you really do have to make sure that they want to be coached and that they understand what it is that they, how it is that they can benefit from having a coach, and understand that the organization has identified them as someone who, you know, is doing well and could be doing exceptionally well and is contributing a great deal and could be contributing a great deal more, and that they're willing to make that kind of investment in their future.
Sophie Oberstein, inside of organizations, who should be doing the coaching?
Well, you often have coaching coming from an HR department or a training department. However, coaching is becoming and will continue to become a crucial management competency. Supervisors will be called upon to coach their employees, to make sure that they are continually doing development of their employees on an individual basis, and it will become a more expected ability across the board and not just from select individuals from the support functions in the organization.
So there's internal coaches that can be set up. How is the approach different from the traditional external coach who's hired on to coach folks inside of organizations?
Well, external coaches are brought in occasionally when organizations feel that the employee being coached would be more candid in front of someone who is from outside of the organization, or that the organization is a little bit getting used to doing things in a certain way and that the organization as a whole can benefit from getting an outsider's perspective.
Is no coaching ever better than bad coaching?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that. I think that everyone can benefit from having someone to talk to, and a bad coach might be one that simply lets a person vent and doesn't give them any forward positive work to do. Or a bad coach might be someone who, you know, tries to offer their opinion a little too much, because a common misconception about coaching is that it's giving advice or being an advisor. You're not supposed to have an agenda for your client. A person talking to someone like that might still derive some benefits from just having that opportunity to vent or getting that advice. It just wouldn't be the best coaching. Then again, you know, a coach who was damaging, who's, you know, I don't know how this could be, but someone who decided to coach but really wanted to be negative and put somebody down and say that they were doing things wrong, yeah, that would be worse than no coaching at all. But I don't know too many people who have the inclination to coach who would also have the inclination to approach it from that perspective.
What does good coaching look like in terms of how frequent the coaching sessions might be?
There isn't really a right answer to that. It's really going to be based on the individual you're working with, the outcomes you're hoping to achieve. Even within one coaching relationship, that can vary, because it may be that there are times when it needs to be more intense and happen more frequently, and other times when it's already been established and doesn't have to happen as frequently. One thing that is a good guideline, though, is that coaching should be a minimum of 3 months, however frequently you're meeting, because that is enough time to start trying something new, experience a setback and continue to beyond that setback and to experience some success, because there will be setbacks. And if you don't know that you're doing it for a minimum of 3 months, you might say, oh, tried coaching, it didn't work, I'm done with that. But if you really come at from the beginning saying, I'm putting a minimum of 3 months, maybe 4 months into this, that gives you enough time to experience some success, even if you do slip back a little bit at some point during that time frame.
So it's having enough during, say, a three-month period to show a general trend of successful results from it, and opportunities for further coaching down the line when the need comes up.
Exactly.
Well, all good things must come to an end, and I guess to finish up, what I'd just like to ask you is, how does a good coach end the coaching sessions or the period of sessions?
That's a very good question, because we're not very good in our society about putting closure on things, coming to completion. And so there really is a process for doing completion of a coaching relationship. It involves celebrating what you've accomplished together, you know, articulating what you've contributed to the process, both as a coach or as the client. You know, what have you done other than besides a significant thing of giving up your time and devoting yourself to this process? You know, what did you bring to the relationship? What are your, how do you want your relationship to continue, if at all, following the coaching? What are your next steps? So there are some questions to go through, some celebrations, and just some, a chance to reflect and to say anything you need to say to be complete in that relationship. It's not an opportunity we're often given, the opportunity to just say whatever it is you need to say to be done.
Sophie Oberstein, thanks for a splendid evening of coaching. This is the ASTD Greater Philadelphia Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for downloading this podcast.